was getting a bit late. There weren't many balls left, to be honest. There was a few, obviously, the low-ranked teams left, and obviously Wigan still left in there. So to be drawn out firstly at home was great. So we'd have taken anybody at home, obviously, then to potentially get the, well, I suppose the way we look, it's the second highest ranked team in the competition, with them being sat behind Shrewsbury in the league. But probably the biggest draw we could have get was massive, really exciting, and like I say, a game that we can really look forward to and challenge ourselves against, like I say, much higher opposition.
In the sort of history of AFC Fylde, where's this fixture going to rank, do you think, in terms of the profile of the opposition? It's got to be right up there, hasn't it?
Yeah, it'd be the biggest game in terms of potentially what's on the line and what else it might bring. I think if you look back, certainly through my time at the club, there'll be significant games. Last season's game at Boston was massive for us as a club to get to be able to get to that next level, if you like. But as a one-off game, it's the furthest we've been in the competition. A team who are recent winners, if you like, who have found themselves in lower divisions. It'd be a brilliant occasion, but I think from our perspective, it's one that, certainly from a playing side, this is the one competition we get an opportunity to play against full-time players, full-time professional league players, if you like. We're full-time ourselves, but obviously playing out of the football league, and it's a really big test for us, but one that everyone will look forward to. I suppose it's quite sort of fitting. There's a lot of contacts between the clubs. Cookie's obviously a ex-teammate of mine, and spent a bit of time with Nick Colgan at Stockport, 4 years with Andy Proctor, who's there doing the medical, doing my physio degree with him, and obviously players as well that we've had over the recent past and this season. So lots of things that link the clubs together. But, like I say, looking forward to what will be a great occasion for everyone.
When you look at results in the FA Cup, not just this season in the first round, but over a number of seasons, do you have to feel like you've got every chance of springing a surprise and knocking them out when the time comes?
Yeah, of course. Every game we'll try and win. I don't imagine we'll be playing a team similar to last night in that trophy. So we expect a really, really tough game. But ultimately, we'll be trying to put a plan together that can stop them and ultimately get the best out of the game as what we can. That's the same with everyone. I think you look at the games we've had against the Football League teams over the last couple of years when we were in the first round of the FA Cup, we were very unlucky in both, really, and did ourselves no shame, if you like, but ultimately we didn't come out on the right side of the result. We said that again when we got into the first round. We got to the first round. It's now about going one step further. Ultimately we're there. We want to win, and we have a group of players that believe in themselves, and we're certainly doing that at the moment, and we'll back ourselves to go and compete. Don't get me wrong, we need to be very good, and Wigan don't need to be at the best, but we'll go into it believing we can win and have a game plan put together that'll give us the opportunity to do that.
You've got plenty of cup exploits on your own CV. Will you be able to share any of that with your players and with your staff and perhaps try and recapture those moments that you had in your own playing career?
You've just got, I suppose, you use whatever experience you've got through your playing career, through your management career. You'd be daft not to use them experiences, but ultimately, on the day, it's about going and playing and going and performing. We've got a national stage to go and do that for the players to go and show what they can do, because a lot of them, I believe, can play higher and they'll believe themselves. Well, this is a big chance for them to go and prove that, and ultimately a chance for the club to show its profile off even more in terms of where we play and what we do and how we go about things. So it's a great opportunity, one that I'll be really stressed on that they go and enjoy, because, like I say, it doesn't happen very often, but they'll certainly enjoy it a whole lot more if they do themselves justice and have a chance of winning.
You talk about profile, and I know your chairman has always been very, very big on getting people in the know about what's happening, and obviously you've built the stadium and all those kind of things. Television coverage, live, terrestrial, BBC TV coverage, how big a step up is that for the club? Because potentially millions of people could see it.
Yeah, it's absolutely massive. From all different angles, really, that the TV money is huge. But bigger thing for us, like you say, to be able to show off our stadium to a national audience is great. I think from our perspective, from the footballing side, really big opportunity for my players to show what good players they are, and for us to pit our wits against a team that are a lot higher than where we are. So it's a big opportunity for everyone, but like I say, one that I think when these occasions come around, you have got to not get caught up in it too much. You know, I think last time we, hopefully the previous experience of playing on the television will give us a little, give them a little bit more freedom, if you like. I don't think we play particularly well. You can't get engrossed in what's going on around things and let that distract. Otherwise, you won't do yourselves justice. And they've really got to go out and enjoy it, like I say, and go out with it with a mindset of we've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. And ultimately, if we can perform at our best, we have a chance of winning.
Between now and second round weekend, how do you keep their minds on the job in hand? You've got a game at Aldershot in the league this weekend. You've got other fixtures before the cup. How do you stop them getting carried away?
No, it's an easy one for us. We've got five massive league games before this game comes around. We've got a really, really busy schedule. So we play seven games in the space of 3 weeks. So it isn't a difficult one. Ultimately, we've a group at the moment who have produced four really big results for us, and they hold the shirts, and they've got to keep doing that in the league in order that come the Wigan game that they're the ones that are starting. It's as simple as that. We've got ourselves, like I say, a little bit of momentum, and we've got to keep that building. And ultimately, the next five games or the five games before the cup tie could take us into that game really, really flying and really believing, and put a completely different complexion on where we are in the league table. So that's solely where our focus will be. The players know that. Like I say, the professionals to go out and do their jobs. That game in 3 weeks' time is one that we'll approach when it comes around. We've some really important games before then. And ultimately, players are really, really driven. We want to be higher than where we are currently in the table. And the next opportunity to improve that is on Saturday at Aldershot, so we'll go there again fully prepared, and once that game is out the way, we'll then see where we are and deal with things the following week. But it really is a step-by-step thing, and they've, I suppose, got used to being able to switch between competitions over the recent years, and we'll have to do that again with the FA Trophy coming in the not-too-distant future.
And purely from a league perspective, things have changed a little bit, haven't they, in a short space of time because of this little run of form that you've got together. I know there's been cup ties tacked onto either end of it, but it's a slightly different scenario in that league table now and in where you can be with a couple more wins.
It is. We've got momentum, and that's massive. Again, four wins, two cup ties granted in that, but the cup tie was, the first cup tie against Wrexham was the I suppose the catalyst for that, and we've really built upon that. We've got to keep that going now and keep producing. If you look at league form only, we've won two games. The Maidstone game obviously was abandoned, but consecutive wins makes a huge difference. We've a lot of games in a short space of time now, and when you look at it over the next 3 weeks, 15 points up for grabs could make a huge difference in the league table. One of them being our game in hand. So, no, it's an important time, but like I say, a time that we're looking forward to. We're working hard. We'll continue to do that, and hopefully keep picking up wins.
And just lastly, personally, I always look fondly on trips to Aldershot in the past, in the Football League and in non-league, but they've always struck me as a difficult trip in every sense of the word. Is that what you're expecting, both logistically and football-wise?
Never been there myself, so again, a new one for me. But certainly, yeah, we're fortunate that we can obviously travel overnight, so we're going down. We'll go down on Friday. We'll do things properly. Our away form has been decent in the main, and we've picked up good results at difficult places. So we go there full of confidence, but expecting a tough game. I suppose it won't be too dissimilar to the cup tie last week, and the fact that they're a team that probably similar to ourselves like to play and like to play out from the back and will be expansive. So expect a good game of football. But like I say, for us, it's about keep producing what we have been, keep the work rate as where it has been. Hopefully get that little bit of luck that has been going our way, and ultimately win another game, which will, like I say, make a even prettier reading on the league table come Saturday evening.